Well, there we go. Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. After yet another rough one in the NFC Championship game, the Packers falling to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who now become the first team to ever play a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Meanwhile, the Packers are sent into the offseason licking their wounds, talking about what coulda, shoulda, woulda. Always good to find folks in the comments already chopping it up. I know that's a tough one. They're always tough when you lose in the playoffs, but everything setting up the way it did this season sure felt like this was a team of destiny. That destiny is delayed. Already plenty of people, lots of stuff to say here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. So let's get to the super chat, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? Sounds good to me. Daniel, thank you for the super chat. Rogers said he did not know if he was coming back. He's coming back. Give me a sizable break. He could retire. Sure. I don't think he's going to. But the Packers aren't trading him or cutting him and setting off a bomb in their salary cap. You know, I get Rogers is frustrated. We've seen this before. Harkened back to the 2014 NFC Championship game when he was his passive-aggressive self and throwing McCarthy under the bus, etc. Pretty similar sentiment last night from 12. I get he's frustrated. I get he's undoubtedly mad, angry that they didn't get a chance to go for it on that fourth down there at the end of the game. Most recent, you know, play in that sequence for him in that game, and that's fresh on his mind at that point. But he'll have a cool-down period here now for the next couple months, and offseason program will begin most likely in April, and he'll be back. What else we got here, folks? Nathan, thank you for the super chat. All the muting last night. Most of my social media is politics now. LOL. I'll be around for the Zoom parties. I think it was cover one, not three, Euchre season. Nathan, yeah, I got to get a direct answer on that. It's a single high safety, whatever it was. I know Matt said it was man coverage from King. Sure looks like cover three, but yeah, I'm sure Pettin will give it up at some point here this week when we talk to him. Whatever it is, that single high safety obviously is going to shade towards Evans, who's on the other side there. They've got Miller backside, and, you know, King's all alone there, and he has simply got to keep that guy in front of him. It's inexcusable. 1,000% meltdown by Kevin King there. What else we got? H. Carrington. Thanks for the super chat. The shaved playoff beard really hits hard, but run it back next year. Gots to do it, man. I grow it every year, man. Maybe next year I'm just going to stay clean shaved because the playoff beards are not producing Super Bowl victories or even appearances. Dylan, thank you for the super chat. Feels like this team is Olive's dog chasing after car tires. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Brian Price, thank you for the super chat. Super Bowl window is wide open. We're so close. Hashtag positive. Interesting times. As Rogers alluded to last night, lots of guys up. Lots of guys' futures are in doubt / question. There's going to be a lot of interesting decisions to be made here over the course of the next 2 or 3 months. I know a lot of people are already like ready to cut players, etc., but you know, restructures can happen. We'll see who goes where in free agency, what have you. I think there's a chance, yes, this team will undoubtedly look different. That is the nature of the NFL. Every squad is different each and every year. This was clearly a very special team, and it's going to be impossible to replicate that. But don't forget, last year's team had a great close-knit vibe in that locker room, really great kind of tight-knit feel. And you thought, wow, that was really special. They let one get away there. And then they had this season where they had another group, even amidst COVID protocols driving them apart, another very tight-knit group. That doesn't just happen. I tend to think that is the culture that has been fostered inside 1265 Lombardi by Coach LaFleur, but also by Brian Gutekunst, Mark Murphy, etc. So I'm not saying it's automatically going to happen. You got to get the right guys interwoven into your fabric, but yeah, I'm with you, man. Michael, thank you for the super chat. The three drops by Devontae Redmond and St. Brown gave up 13 points. There were a lot of mistakes, but to me, those were the difference. I mean, it all adds up, right? Yes, those were clearly tough plays to overcome when you leave points on the board. But, you know, you also, you know, don't fumble in your own end, deep in your own end, and basically gift them 3 points, if not a touchdown. You know, there are plays. Kevin King allowing a guy to get behind him at the end of the half on a fourth down is simply inexcusable. And it's clear he's just throwing it out as like a punt almost. It all adds up, man. It's not one thing in this instance, which is always what makes this so difficult. It always makes kind of rehashing it so hard. What else we got? Matt, thanks for the super chat. How did I sleep last night? Like a baby. Woke up every 3 hours and cried. Yeah, I didn't have a great night's sleep. Tossed and turned a lot. Was up, I think, at 4 at one point, and then kind of wandered around my living room and then tried to get back to bed and laid in bed for another hour before I finally got back to sleep. And then got woken up because it was time to get Olive on her Zoom call for school. But yeah. Aaron, why didn't you run it in on fourth and goal? Kevin, I think you mean on third down when he had the seemingly open lane. It's easy for us to second guess and nitpick and say, oh, we should have run it. Now, it sure looked like when I was watching it in real time that he had a lane there, could have made it in, but he seemed to think there was a guy with an angle. And, you know, he's on the field. He's Aaron Rodgers. We're not. So I can only take him at his word. It's tough, man. I get it. You're sitting there thinking there's a wide open lane. Just run it in. Joshua, thank you for the super chat. Can we shoot this only one Super Bowl to the fucking moon? Good season breakdown and a close one. Run it back next year, people. Oh, those people are going to bitch. The only one Super Bowl people are going to bitch regardless. So just, you know, put them on mute and move on with your day. Life's too short, man. Doesn't matter. Yogi, thanks for the super sticker, buddy. Good to see you. I'm going to trust Rodgers. Yeah, Taylor, that sounds good. It's always a good way to go about it. Thinking towards the future, Davante Adams is a free agent after, I believe, next season, franchise tag or extension this offseason. Joshua, I would tend to believe that will be one of their first orders of business this offseason is to get at least, if not an extension done, at least start making headway on the contract talks. I can't imagine they're going to let Davante do anything other than get locked up for another contract. Now, it takes two to tango. We'll see. Maybe Davante gets all, in his feelings about wanting to play with Aaron, and he thinks Aaron may be on his way out in a year or two. Maybe he doesn't want to do a deal. That's very speculative, and I highly doubt that's the case. Money is green wherever you go, and I think if the Packers offer the right amount, he'll stick around. But yeah, I think he is a number one priority this offseason. I would be very surprised if they let next season creep up on them without getting him an extension. But we'll see. It's tricky because of the salary cap undoubtedly being suppressed this year, although it doesn't sound like it could. There's a potential that I know I've seen the number 178 thrown around a lot for the cap. 188 is also a possibility. So I think it's going to depend on where the cap comes in, what they can do. And don't forget, extending Davante should help as far as the 2021 cap goes. So we'll see. A lot of ball game left there, you know. How should we deal with all these Rodgers trade talks over the next 3 to 4 months? Just ignore them. Ignore it all. When did the narrative start about Rodgers wanting to force a trade out of Green Bay? Last night, after the game, after his press conference, and a bunch of beat reporters tweeted out, oh, sounds like Aaron isn't sure about coming back. And then Pro Football Talk, literally after the press conference was over, had, I think, what, top five possible destinations for Aaron Rodgers? It's all clickbait bullshit. You can safely ignore all of it. Rodgers isn't going anywhere. Back-to-back INT, and you throw six straight times, crush the life out of the game. Michael, I literally asked LaFleur about that very sequence after the game, and you could tell he was pretty upset, really second-guessing himself, I think for good reason, man. This was a game in general. I didn't think they ran the ball nearly enough. And in that spot, both of those spots, deep in your own end, just run the ball, man. Get yourself in, you know, somewhat advantageous situations to go throw the ball rather than all these rise and fire spread formations against this team that has played the pass pretty damn well, not only all day, but all year. I don't know, man. That was a tough one. That was a very tough sequence to me. I know all of the talk today and last night has been about the decision to kick the field goal at the end there on the fourth down. I'm fine with that. I get people are going to nitpick. It's, oh, give Aaron one more chance, etc. But you got to make a stop on defense anyway. And by kicking the field goal, now you've taken out the idea that well, you're going to have to score a touchdown and get the 2-point conversion. The Packers have, you know, been up and down on all year, and the Bucs have been really good about keeping people out of the end zone in 2-point situations. You've taken that all away, but you still have to make the stop. And the fact that the Bucs returner slid down before the 2-minute warning gave them basically a free timeout, which they blew by allowing a big run on first down, and then they did the false the penalty to get back at first and 10. I thought that handling of all of that was just fine. The, you know, the win probability there goes down, I think, 0.5% kicking the field goal. It's not this huge swing that everyone seems to want to make it out to be. But the sequence where you get those two interceptions and you get nothing out of them, that killed them. That absolutely killed them. Lizalicious, thank you for the super chat. Hashtag QB wins is the worst, man. Just the worst. You ain't lying. It's crazy. I love that Tom Brady had a 70-something rating. Aaron Rodgers had a 139 rating. Brady gets the win. Just tell you all you need to know. Mental errors have crippled the Packers the last 5+ years in the playoffs. You ain't lying, man. It hasn't mattered if it was, you know, Dom Capers or Mike Pettine coordinating the defense. It hasn't mattered who the receivers were. It hasn't mattered. I mean, there's so many mistakes in this game to go around, too. It's you know, there's a key miss on that play that got batted down, the pass that got batted down, where Devontae's doing a dart out to the sideline. Probably should have been a touchdown, but Alan Lazard misses his assignment to block up the backer. You know, things like that. It's just, there's so many mistakes that hard to overcome, hard to win that way. As I said all year, this team is the only team that can beat itself. And they most certainly did last night. Andy, thank you for the super chat. Pettine and Meninga going to be dismissed. Also another bad game for the weapon, JK47. Oh, I would be very surprised if Gutekunst didn't try and find another punter this offseason. As for Meninga, I think there's a good chance that they move on from Sean. For Pettine, I think he's back, man. I know no one wants to hear it, but as Ryan Wood pointed out on Twitter, how do you kick the field goal to quote-unquote trust your defense and then turn around and fire the guy you put the trust in? I mean, that doesn't really sit well. But, yeah, no, I think Pettine's back, man. I mean, Kevin King is probably allowed to walk, but I'll be surprised if Pettine's gone. I'm not going to be shocked if he's fired, but, yeah, no, I suspect he's back. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. King definitely held Johnson on that last play. My issue is they weren't calling it all day until then. Surprised that Tremont didn't play. Wasn't surprised at all that Tremont didn't play. I mean, I said all week, you know, if anything, he'd maybe be out there to return punts, but that'd be it. Although, hell, halfway through the first half, it was like, I can completely understand if they want to throw Tremont out there over Sullivan at this point. But, you know, they rallied. The defense rallied in the second half, man. You can't deny the fact that, what was it, you know, just prior to the end of the third quarter, you know, I think they allowed 3 points, 2 interceptions, etc. They did their job in the second half. They just killed them with that, giving up that touchdown at the end of the first. As far as the King holding, yeah, he absolutely held. And I know, I 1,000,000,000% have seen the images. I saw it in real time. I understand why Packers fans are upset that, yes, the Bucs grab a lot. They get away with it a lot. They do a much better job hiding it. I mean, King's thing is wide out in the middle of the field, open. I mean, everyone could see it. You know, whereas if you're running neck and neck with a receiver and you maybe tug a little bit on his shoulder pad, the jersey here, or a little bit on here, you give a quick tug and then you go for the ball. Most times, yeah, a lot of times, you're not going to get called. That's a bit of a technique. And they do it really well. And I get it's frustrating. I get it's all frustrating as hell. Don't put yourself in that position. You know how you take the refs out of the equation? You don't let them in. You don't give them the opportunity to decide the game. Packers, you know, absolutely made their bed there. Is it frustrating to watch that call get made, especially in that part of the game? Like, didn't come out to watch the refs. You know, yes, 1,000%. But you know what else is frustrating? Everything that led up to that point that the Packers controlled and absolutely manhandled. Control what you can control, man. You can't control the refs. Sean Ireland, thank you for the super chat. We will be back next year. Go Pack, go. There you go. I like that. That's a little something-something here this morning. I like it. Robbie Little, thank you for the super chat. Thanks for all the fun content this season. Thank you for checking it out, man. Thanks for joining us here on Cheesehead TV for Packers Daily, watching Packer Transplants. We'll have our season-ending Packer Transplants this Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the social channels. Hope you're all ready for that, ready for whatever Corey Banky has to throw our way. should be a good time. Did I do this one? Brian Price, thank you for the super chat. I love the future of Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. As do I, man. That's the other thing, is you won't. I know a lot of people are going to rag on Matt today because of the decision at the end. And I know it's frustrating to get on the doorstep of the Super Bowl 2 years in a row and not kick that door down. Matt's a young coach. He's going to make mistakes. We're going to continue to see him grow on this job. Now, if it becomes an Andy Reid-like situation at some point where he's, what, say, five championships games in and can't get in, then we can talk about maybe, all right, maybe this guy just won't get us over the hump. But 2 years in the NFC Championship game in his first two seasons as coach, people talking about fire LaFleur, get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. Matt's here for a while, and I love it. Whoa, where is it? Sorry, guys, I don't want to miss any super chats. Chad, thanks for the super chat. I am so tired of there being this attitude that the Packers owe Rodgers a championship. They owe him nothing. Am I crazy? No, you're not crazy. You're absolutely 1,000% right. However, Aaron Rodgers has given a whole hell of a lot to the organization, to Green Bay, to Green Bay Packers fans. I understand the sentiment. I mean, bone-chilling, like, letter of the law, like by the way the game is played and the franchise is run, do they owe Aaron Rodgers a chance? No, of course not. But I understand the sentiment. How many games in these playoffs throughout the years have we seen the defense just give up boneheaded plays, stupid touchdowns, ridiculous amounts of points, etc.? How many boneheaded mistakes have we seen on special teams? How many times has the rest of the team just kind of fallen when it needed to pick, just one other aspect of the team needed to rise to the occasion and just fall apart for him? I get it, man. I get why people are frustrated continually getting to this spot and then things just not happening, melting down, worst possible scenarios, etc. Like, yes, you're not crazy, Chad. You're 1,000% correct. They don't owe him nothing. But I get the sentiment. I completely understand it. Yeah, to quote, what do you call it? Quote Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven, deserves got nothing to do with it. Overshadow Sean, thanks for the super chat. Has anyone talked about TJ Lang's Twitter shot at Bostic? Oh, yeah, it was the hot topic on my tweet machine last night. I'll tell you that. Hey, man, teammates, what can you say, right? They went through the fire together. I understand TJ maybe being a little frustrated at being robbed of his chance at the trip to the Super Bowl. Matt, thanks for the super chat. How's Frank? Leeds fans crying with the laughter. Again, thank you and Cheesehead TV for making this year Super Bowl 2022. Hey, man, I don't know what was worse, the Packers falling apart yesterday or Chelsea falling apart down the stretch after absolute, like, literally being at the top of the table, like, what, a month ago, 2 months ago? Who knows? We churn through managers at Chelsea. You know this. AMH Matters, thank you for the super chat. Maybe treating every playoff game like any other game is the wrong strategy. I bet BA and TB did not. Possibly. I mean, I don't know what more you want them to do other than maybe pull out a few more tricks. You know, they had a really sweet throwback tight end screen to Gronk that the Bucks pulled out. But other than that, they just ran their offense. I mean, it was a football game, man. It's not like they did anything magical or different. Russell, thank you for the super chat. Don't leave points on the field. Ignore King giving up the first half TD. Tay gets his feet inbounds and St. Brown grabs a 2-point. Different game. Just saying. Hey, I'll do you one better, Russell. Don't even go for two there. Don't go for two unless you have to. I know there's all these newfangled, like, ooh, this decision and the card says that. And don't chase points. Just what? If you just kick the extra point there on that final drive, you're not worrying about having to get a 2-point conversion. You're just going for a touchdown and an extra point. That's all you need. I just, yeah. There's all sorts of ifs, which could have, should have, would have, but don't leave points in the field. You know how you don't make sure you don't do that? Kick the extra point. I get it, man. I get it. Everybody's frustrated and got their own thinking about how they want to manage the football game, but there's a million different ways it could go. Turns out it's pretty hard to try to not think about something that you've been spending every single second obsessing over for months. Joey, that's a very, very good point. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, all throughout the season, and hopefully into the offseason. We don't take time off here at Cheesehead TV. Packers 365, 24/7. It's all we do. It's all we are. But seriously, thank you so much for coming along on the ride that was the 2020 season. Crazy as it was, seems like just a couple weeks ago, we were wondering if there was even going to be a season because of COVID, etc. And now here we are. The Packers have concluded the 2020 campaign. Thank you so much for coming along with the ride. Like I said, Corey and I will be live Wednesday for Packer Transplants. I'll be here each and every day this week. Senior Bowl is coming up. I'm going to be tracking everything that's going on there. Won't stop videos, won't stop chats. We're going to be going all throughout the offseason into the dick. How's that for a phrase? That's right. The draft industrial complex rumbling to life. Oh, boy. Can't wait. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. If you're so inclined and you really want to support what we do here at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. It supports everything we do. If you can't throw down a couple bucks a month, I totally get it. You can go a long way to supporting what we do by hitting like and subscribing. Thank you so much, everybody. Hope you guys have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Go Pack, go.